بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In this hadith, our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has mentioned the value of this world. What is the value of dunya in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, that the value of this dunya, the value of this whole world, from east to west, from north to south, this whole world, whatever it contains, is not even equivalent to the value of the wing of a mosquito. The one who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who says, I don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't believe the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no such thing as Allah, there is no such thing as deity, God. There is no such thing as somebody who is worthy of worship. Somebody who completely rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him something that is valuable in his eyes? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that if this whole world was equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a wing of a mosquito, if this whole world had this little value, if it was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have even given a sip of water, which is part of this world. Allah would not have given a sip of water to the one who rejects him completely. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give them only a sip of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them and has given them gallons of water. And not only gallons of water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds them, He satiates them, He quenches their thirst, He clothes them, He shades them. So if this whole world was equivalent in value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given a sip of water to the one who rejects him. But Allah has given more than a sip of water. That means this dunya is not equivalent in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even a wing of a mosquito. This is the value of this world that we live in. Gold, silver, pearls, diamonds, rubies, homes, mansions, cars, whatever we see in this world has no value as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So in quality, in value, in quality, in value, in quality, in comparison to the life hereafter, this world is nothing. This world is zero. And in quantity, again, in comparison to the life hereafter, this world is zero. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, "Mad dunya fil akhirati illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarji'u." The quantity of this worldly life, even if a person was given the longest life, right from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until the last day, the quantity of this worldly life in comparison to the life hereafter is like a person dipping his finger in the ocean and thereafter removing that finger. The wetness that you find on the finger, the water that you find on the finger, is the quantity of this world, and the ocean is the quantity of the hereafter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given this example just to make us understand. Just to make us understand that the ocean is very vast and the wetness, the water that is on the finger, is nothing in comparison to the water in the ocean. Otherwise, there is a big difference between the example and this worldly life and the hereafter. Why? Because the water on the finger is limited, and the water in the ocean is also limited. It's not unlimited, it's limited. So here we are comparing a limited item with another limited item. But when it comes to this world against the hereafter, then this worldly life is limited, but the life hereafter is unlimited, it is indefinite. So in the case of the water on the finger and the ocean, you are comparing a definite item with another definite item. Whilst in the case of this world and the hereafter, you are comparing a definite item with an indefinite item. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The paltry benefits of this worldly life in comparison to the hereafter is nothing but little. In quality it is little, and in quantity it is little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Because the hereafter is far more better than this world in quality and quantity, you were supposed to give priority to the life hereafter. But what are you doing? Bal tu sirunal hayat ad dunya. You are giving priority to the worldly life. When wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. The hereafter is much better. Much better. Much better in quality. And the hereafter is much more longer. Abqa. Much more longer in quantity. So my friends, what we need to do is to embed this reality in our hearts and minds. That from both aspects, the aspect of quality and aspect of quantity, the hereafter is far more better. Far more better. Far more better than this worldly life. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi has given an example that if a person was given a choice between two homes, one is a very big mansion with very big garden worth £5 million or £5 billion. Very nice home. £5 million, £5 billion. Put whatever price you want to put to it. Very, very expensive. And on the other side, another house which is worth only £50,000. It's a two-bedroom house. It's a terraced house. £50,000. And a poor person with a large family who is struggling to survive is given the choice between this very nice house and this very cheap house. But the condition that is laid down upon him is that if you take this house which is worth millions and billions, you can stay in with your family in there only for 5 years. After 5 years you have to vacate. And if you take this house which is worth £50,000, it is yours forever and ever. After you die, your children will inherit. After they die, their children will inherit. It will become yours. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that this poor person, which house will he choose for himself? Which house will he take? He will take the £50,000 house. Because he knows that after 5 years of enjoyment, there will be nothing but suffering. And here, it's not to that level, but alhamdulillah. A person will always give priority to something that is everlasting over something that is temporary. That is what the faculty of intellect demands. That is what a sane person would do in this world as well. So you have something which is permanent and everlasting of a lesser quality. And you will give preference to that over that which is temporary and far more better. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to give preference to the everlasting over the temporary. The hereafter which is everlasting over this world which is temporary. And Allah is asking us to give priority to that which is far, 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 far more greater and better than this world. So what we need to do, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, we need to embed this in our hearts that the life hereafter is everlasting. This worldly life is temporary. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Kullu man alayha fan. Every person on this earth will perish. And if every person will perish, then everything else is for him. So everything else will perish as well. And what will remain? وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ. Only the pleasure of your Rabb will remain forever and ever. One tafsir is وَيَبْقَى كُلُّ مَا أُرِيدَ بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And forever and ever will remain only that amal which was carried out for the pleasure of Allah. Allah di Zul Jalali wal Ikram. So the everlasting life of the hereafter, we need to give priority to it over this world. This world which will perish one day. And which will perish very soon. Very soon. Very unpredictable. Very unpredictable. Healthy people pass away. Young people pass away. Successful people pass away. Very unpredictable this world. A very healthy person becomes sick overnight. And he remains sick forever and ever. A very healthy, very successful person becomes sick and he remains in bed for the rest of his life. As a result of stroke, as a result of operation, as a result of accident. And sometimes a person goes for a very minor operation. Very minor operation. Operations don't kill. Anesthetic don't kill. As I said earlier, before as well, I have said many times, that illness does not kill you. Illness does not bring mouth and death. It is mouth and death that brings illness. Death comes on its appointed time. All these are excuses. Anesthetic excuse, operation excuse, the doctor has made a mistake excuse, accident excuse. Why should we strive so much for this unpredictable world? For this world which we have to live one day sooner or later and which we may live very soon. And why should we sacrifice the everlasting for the temporary? It is foolishness. So let us embed this message in our hearts. And let us talk about this message over and over again. Over and over again. Because we live in this materialistic world, we forget this message. So we need to talk about it over and over again. With our friends, with our families. Whenever we get the opportunity, we need to remind ourselves, we need to remind others. And once we understand this message, once we have understood this message, the second thing we need to do, we need to understand this message and keep ourselves reminding this message. And thereafter, the second thing we need to do is to make sure that every step we take, we will give priority to the everlasting life of the hereafter over the temporary life of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.